In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we continue with Luisa and the Divine Life. A deeper understanding of how important this gift is. This gift is the gift of gifts. This is the prodigy of prodigies. And our Lord is asking us, pleading with us to begin to live this abundant life. And he needs us to cooperate. He loves us so much that he has everything planned. And all that he needs of us is our fiat. And that fiat is essential today when everything seems to be falling apart. Everything seems to be with family and friends and neighbors and coworkers and parishioners in the nations and in the world. It seems as if everything is about to collapse. And this is good. It's not collapsing. God is getting everything in order. And we have to understand that Our Lady said very, very clearly, she said, in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. And this is the thing that is so essential for us to know and to believe is Jesus and Mary are going to begin this new era. And they need us to cooperate so that being positive is what's necessary. If we're not positive, if we're not positive, things don't go well. If we are positive, it seems to work. Now, why? Jesus says, if you're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, you are anticipating hell. And that's where a lot of people are. They're in this fear, this anxiety, this complaints, this negativity, this sadness that is all around us. And but if we're peaceful, joyful, and happy, we begin to live heaven. This is what God is asking of us. We're not to be negative in any way. We're supposed to be positive. And this is what the Lord is waiting for. He's really waiting for us to begin to live this abundant life of peace, joy, and happiness. And that's what the Book of Heaven is all about. The Book of Heaven is to bring about a new beginning for us and for the world. And if we're complaining, if we're negative, I was just talking to someone recently and they were demanding, you know, what is this? What is this? And I'm going, why is it taking so long? You know, why isn't everything happening? If God's God, why isn't this done? Why aren't we living fully in the vine? It's not time yet. We are anticipating that time, this new and divine way of holiness that our God wants us to begin to live is it's almost here, but it's not fully. And so what happens is we enter in the divine will, then we leave the divine will. We're positive and then we're negative. We trust in God, then we don't trust in God. We become worried, fearful, anxious. As soon as you become worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, negative, you're not in the divine will. And so Jesus taught Luisa how to be peaceful, joyful, and happy. And that's what God is trying to teach us. He's trying to teach us to begin to live this abundant life, is to begin to live a new and divine way of holiness that our God has planned from the beginning of time. And this is what Jesus is wanting from us, is this peace, joy, and happiness. So God has to test us. He has to see what we want. He has to see how we live. So he puts us in situations where usually in testing us, we fail, you know, for example, you know, having patience with people, being, you know, instead of the murmuring in our brain, a lot of us do a lot of murmuring in our brain. And Jesus says, Luisa, stop it. You're murmuring, Jesus says, bothers me. Stop it. Be peaceful, be joyful, be happy. So a lot of us over the years have developed a defense in the world to defend ourselves, defend our position, defend what we believe. And Jesus says, it's not you. He says, I want to live in you. I want to reign in you. So he's teaching us, he's leading us, he's guiding us in these difficult times, and it's going to get more difficult. And that doesn't mean it's the end. It means that the battle is here and we're entering into this final battle, and the final battle, God wins. It's between the evil and God. It's between heaven and hell. It's between light and darkness. It's between sheep and goats. It's between the tares and the wheat. God is saying, what side are you on? And if we're peaceful, joyful, and happy, that's the life of Jesus. That's what we've chosen. That's the life of Mary. That's the life of Louisa. This new and divine way of holiness is not to be about saintly, good, and holy like the saints, but more than that, to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. The kingdom's coming. Jesus says the 2,000 years of praying the Our Father, now the Our Father is close at hand. So he wants us to learn how to be peaceful, how to be joyful, not to snap our fingers. What about this? What about this? What about, I was still talking to, as soon as I finished a sentence, they said, what about this? As soon as I finished, I said, what about this? And it's like, you're not even thinking. You're not even trying to understand. You're filled with questions. You're filled with this anxiety. Our Lady wasn't like that. That's not the life of Our Lady. That's not the life of our Lord. What did Jesus do for those 30 years of silence? What did Our Lady do with those 30 years of silence? How did they live? That's what Jesus is teaching us. The interior life of Jesus, the interior life of Mary, that is not put down on paper. The only place it's put down in paper is in the book of heaven. And that's why he has given us, how fortunate we are that we have the book of heaven. How fortunate we are that God is asking us to now get ready for sanctification. Learn, study, put this into practice. So the more that we read each day, it's not to get news. Oh, that's what I learned today. It's to begin to live this life of peace, joy, and happiness. There's no snapping your fingers. What about this? What about this? What about this? We're used to fast food drive-ins. You know, you drive in, get your food, and get out. There's no, and again, they've said this. A lot of people don't have dinners anymore. They get pizza. They eat with their hands. They get sandwiches. They eat with their hands. They haven't learned how to even use utensils. They haven't learned how to relax and enjoy each other's company. It's to get fast food, to do what you want. Jesus is teaching Louisa to be peaceful, joyful, and happy. So this is what he teaches us. These lessons, these truths, these prophecies of Jesus, these promises of Jesus in the book of heaven, we become full of this life of Jesus, this life of Mary. We stop thinking human understanding and begin to understand a divine understanding. That's what Jesus teaches Louisa, the three powers, intellect, memory, and will. We don't think about ourselves anymore. What about me, 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 me? It's what did Jesus do? What did Mary do? How did Jesus live? This is the life that God has given to Louisa, and this is the life that he wants us to enter into. So he says in volume 20, February 3rd, 1927, the little things that regard my fiat is a heartbeat of it. So this constant, steady heartbeat that we have is the little that we're learning every day. And what happens is, from the moment our heart starts beating in our body, we become stronger and stronger. And it's the same thing. The little things that regard my fiat. So as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, the heart, it becomes our heartbeat. It becomes our life. It becomes the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, little by little. This fullness isn't here yet. Why? That day hasn't happened. And I'm not saying you're not going to live in the divine will. I'm not saying that. I'm saying we are very, very far from the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. We're just beginning. We're newborns. We have no idea how to walk. We have no idea how to feed ourselves. We had no idea how to protect ourselves. This is why he loved Luisa. Luisa was totally docile, totally surrendered, totally submissive. And that's what God is teaching us. So he says, the fiat wants to form in its midst the children of its kingdom. So what God has planned from the beginning of time is the children of God become the in God's image and likeness. And for 6,000 years, we have been living the fallen life of Adam, even though we have been redeemed 2,000 years ago. I mean, how many people keep holy the Sabbath? Just think about that. How many people are making sure Sunday is the Lord's day? It's not another Saturday. It's the Lord's day. And we make sure that we are dressed to entertain the king going to Holy Mass. And we're there not by the skin of our teeth. Oh, it's 10 o'clock. We got to be there. No, it's you're there to prepare your heart. Luisa prepared 2 hours every day before she received Holy Mass, before receiving Holy Communion. And then 2 hours afterwards, she's adoring God and loving God and praising God. She's in ecstasy. And we're living in the divine will. We haven't even come close, you know. It's after Holy Mass, the Mass ends right after receiving communion. Why the church does not want to interfere with your communion. It's to basically fall in love with God. This is the most powerful time of the day, adoring God and thanking God, being contrite, being supplicating God, petitioning God, glorifying God, worshiping God. Keep holy the Sabbath. And what do we do when we go home from Holy Mass? Is this a day of focusing on God? Or is it another sports day? Oh, let's watch television right now. Again, the evil one doesn't want us to read, doesn't want us to study, doesn't want us to focus on God. So after Luisa was born, all the sports began. Football and soccer and hockey and tennis and golf. Everything began, race car driving. Everything began. And that's where people are on Sunday. They have other gods that they cheer for, that they focus on. St. Elizabeth Ann Seton said there will be a black box in every house, a black tabernacle, basically, where people will focus. We have to understand that this hypnotic eye of death, the television, no matter if you're 8 or you're 80, how many years have we wasted focusing on nonsense? Not on the Lord, not on our Savior, not on our King. Oh, but I watch EWTN. Again, the study is what God is asking us to do, to get ready. As he says, the divine will wants to form in the midst of the children of the kingdom of the divine will. It's children. And to suffocate this heartbeat, my daughter, is not appropriate. Okay, what is suffocating this heartbeat of God? Entertainment. What's suffocating it? Movies. Oh, we talked about this before. Father Bucci's mother and father went to the theater the night Father Bucci's brother died. And when they came back from the theater, the baby was dead and cold, blue, stiff. And she picked up the baby, ran to Luisa and put the baby in Luisa's arms, fell on the floor, weeping. And Luisa says, feed him, he's hungry. Afterwards, the Lord said, basically, to Father Bucci's parents, theater is not for you. It's not for you. It's basically suffocating the heartbeat of God within you. It's you're not giving life and light and love. You haven't dove into this infinite ocean of love and never leaving. There's other things. And that's why Jesus says for the priesthood, the thing that hurts the priesthood most is the priest's interests. The priest should be a life of prayer. The priests with a breviary, okay, and every morning, every evening, reading the breviary, you fall deeper in love with God. Your bride is the church. You know, it's not the love that God has in the priests and the religious hearts is for the church of God. That means the children of God. And Jesus says the fiat is the heartbeat. The fiat wants to form in the midst of its children, the kingdom. The fiat can be suffocated. This heartbeat can stop. And Jesus says, this is not appropriate. So let's focus on one thing. Okay, summer's coming. What are you going to do for summer? What's your summer going to be focused on? What's your entertainment going to be? See, Jesus tells Louisa, I have to take everything that is human away from you so that you can enter into the divine. And we read a couple of days ago that the three ways of a baby being conceived, being forced out of the womb, that really got me. Being forced out of the womb. What does that mean? To be born again, you got to be forced out of this life, this earthly life, to get ready for the heavenly life. So that's what God is doing with us. He's showing us very clearly. Everything's falling apart. And he's saying, the kingdom's coming. Are you getting ready for this new and divine way of holiness that Pope St. John Paul II has prophesied about? So Jesus is forcing us out of this life. The human wants, the human needs, in order to get ready for the divine life fully. And Jesus said this. He said, when I find the souls who want the divine will more than anything, I will give it to the world, which means he hasn't found anybody yet. He's depending on us. He says, I'm waiting for the souls who must live in the divine will. This isn't a wish of Jesus. It's a fact. The souls who must live in the divine will are going to, one with Louisa, when Louisa has the true life of Jesus and Mary. That's why we go to Louisa, that this new beginning will happen for all of humanity. So he says, this heartbeat of the divine will bring a new and divine life. It's what the priest says every day, Holy Mass, putting the drop of water in the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity. This new and divine way of holiness is coming to the world. This heartbeat of the fiat is going to bring the new and divine life. Bilocating from this heartbeat to be enjoyed, listen to this, what Jesus says, by those who will have the fortune of possessing this kingdom. Jesus says, there's not going to be many. Many are enamored with the world as Eve was. Many are, even though God has done everything, Jesus has done everything. He shed every drop of his blood on the cross to redeem us. Our Lady was with Jesus on Calvary. And her heart was split in two as well. Our God is asking us to begin to understand this new and divine way of holiness is going to be this bilocation. This is what Jesus says. I promise. He doesn't promise. He says, what I'm going to do is you're going to have everyone is, but it is a promise. He says, the bilocation is going to be the main gift that I give to my children. What? It's not the bilocation of the saints. It's God bilocating in us from his heart to our heart, from our heart to his heart, to be enjoyed by the souls who will have this fortune of possessing the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. this new and divine way of holiness is very, very close. And the Lord has planned from the beginning of time, predestined us to live at this moment and to give us the book of heaven. And he's asking us, he's pleading with us. How much of this do you know? I've mentioned this before. I listened to this sportscaster once, and he said, I had two desires, God and sports. And he said, I chose sports. And he knew everything. He knew the statistics of every basketball player, football player, soccer player, baseball player. He knew everything. But God was far from him. He says, this is what I chose. It was either God or sports. Jesus is saying to us, really, I really believe that he's saying, time is short. The kingdom is coming. Are you with me or are you against me? Are you with me or not? And if we're with the Lord, good things are going to happen. Now, he says you can have it 30, 60, or 100-fold. What do you want? I have to give this to you. So he's looking at us, and he's got great hopes. He says to Louisa, my children of the divine will are going to have become my divine masterpiece. That means the human is completely changed to the true human, Jesus Christ. The true human, the Blessed Mother, the new Adam and the new Eve, not the fallen Adam and the fallen Eve, where most people are still, even though we've been baptized, even though we've been confirmed, even though we receive the body, blood, soul, and the divinity of Christ, we still live here. Jesus says you have to live heaven. You have to think heaven. You have to be positive. If you're negative, you're going to get negative. I've said this to people, you know, why are you so negative? And they go, I'm not negative. I go, everything you're saying is negative. No, it's not. It's the reality. I said, this is the arguments I get in with people sometimes. It's to let go of your misery and to begin to live the peace, joy, and happiness of Jesus, of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Well, how do I do this? I've listened to the saints. I've followed the saints. Yes. You've learned how to do the will of God. Now Jesus is asking you how to live in the will of God. And the source is Louisa. Jesus says, I've not given this to anyone except you, Louisa, at this time. And then when I find the souls who want this gift more than anything, I will give it to the world. That hasn't taken place yet. It's going to. It's going to. God says it's going to happen. But that means we have to buckle down and do more. We have to, let's again, start with Sunday. Make Sunday the Lord's day again. Make Sunday not a day for somebody else to work so that you can enjoy your Sunday. We're going to all go out to dinner. Well, that's nice, but you're making those people serve you. They can't keep holy the Sabbath. I remember the blue laws when everything was closed. The only store that was open was the newsstand so you can get your paper. Everything else was closed. And by 1 o'clock, everything was closed. Sunday was the Lord's day. And then the CYO came in. I remember it very clearly. And the pastor had all the high schoolers and the grammar schoolers in there, basketball uniforms and cheerleading uniforms sitting in the front row. And he goes, come on, let's go out and cheer them. And all of a sudden, Sunday was a sports day. And we know who started that. You know, it was a great idea. You know, family and neighbors and celebrating and sports. But it turned away from the Lord's day. Shortly after that, there was no prayer in school. Shortly after that, the pill. Shortly after that, abortion. Everything seemed to fall apart when Sunday was no longer the Lord's day. And see, we have to get back to our basics. And the basics is Sunday. Work on that day. And you will be hated. They will. You mean you're not going to do this on Sunday? What's wrong with you? It's the Lord's Day, and I want to keep holy the Lord's Day. It's not a Saturday. So Jesus is saying, he says, those who will have this gift of the divine will, this share in divinity, a divine life bilocated from this heartbeat to God, from God's heartbeat to our heartbeat, is going to be enjoyed, Jesus, by those who have the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies, the divine will, possessing this kingdom. That's what God is offering to us. He's going to get what he wants. He's going to get what he wants. And we are at that time similar to Genesis 6, very similar to that. And the next purification, he says the purification won't be a flood as it was. It won't be the shedding of Jesus's blood, the second purification. It will be fire from heaven. What is this fire from heaven? Our Lady says it's going to be good for some, bad for most. How can something be good and bad at the same time? The fire is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the love of Jesus and Mary, consuming the world in love. God's going to say, everything that doesn't have this love can't be here. Well, that's not fair. It's the plan of God. His children are going to be with him for all eternity. And eternity is eternal joy with our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King, and our Mother and Queen. It's life on earth is very short. So scripture says 70, 80 if you're strong. The new and divine way of holiness is very, very close. And God is offering this to us. So we got to plan. What are we going to do this summer? How are we going to get closer to God this summer? How can I bring my family closer to God this summer? A friend of mine, years ago, this was 40 years ago, I said to a friend, you know, throw your TV out. They were arguing over which channel to watch. Again, at that time, I think there was three channels. And he literally threw the TV out. And I went, I didn't really mean throw it out. Just, you know, ignore it. And he said his children fought for 2 weeks and then they became friends. And I think he has almost 30 grandchildren now. It's just amazing. God, it's fruitful and multiplying. God says, be fruitful and multiply. And it's not only just the children, it's your heartbeat, it's your breath, your steps, all done in the divine will, bringing a new and divine way of holiness to all of humanity. That's what Jesus taught Louisa. So volume 20, February 13th, 1927, our prime purpose in creation, Jesus says, the triune God's prime purpose in creation was that we, triune God, release from us the supreme will of God. Release from God, God's supreme will. That being bilocated in all creation, extended everywhere, in the heavens, in the sun, in the sea, in the flowers, in the plants, and even the earth, and in each being come out of our creative hands. So this is a new and divine way of holiness that God said I wanted from the beginning. Everything is divine will, but Jesus says you must begin to recognize it. That's what the rounds are. If you begin to pray the rounds, you go into ecstasy. If you really begin to pray the rounds, beginning to see the I love yous and every leaf on a tree, to see the I love you in the color of the sky, the blue, to see the I love you in the clouds and the rain, in the dust and the dirt, to see the I love you in every bug. What happens is you begin to live the life that Adam lived. You begin to live the life that Jesus lived. What did Jesus and Mary do for those 30 silent years? They were praying the rounds, adoring the Father, praising the Father, glorifying the Father, worshiping the Father in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. A new beginning happened with Jesus and Mary, not only to be redeemed, but now we're called to be sanctified. This is what Jesus says. This is why he says that our prime purpose in creation was to release from within the triune God, the supreme will of God to everyone and everything. He says, constituting the divine will, the life of everything. So this divine, I love you, is all around us. And when you pray the round of creation, you really literally begin to see, smell, taste, touch, hear the love yous. Jesus says, I made the human will, not the human will. I made the human senses for God. God wants to gaze in your gazing. He wants to teach you how to fall in love. Jesus wants to teach you how to fall in love with the Father, thanking him, praising him, because Jesus is doing it within you. I hear people say, well, I'm doing divine acts. No, you're not. Jesus in you is doing the divine acts. You're sharing in his divinity. He's allowing you to experience what he is doing in you. See, Jesus says, I made the human will for God. I made the universe for man. The human will is to have God reign in us. We're not supposed to be in charge of the human will. If we're in charge of the human will, everything falls apart. It's worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. That's not the will of God. The will of God is to enjoy the peace, joy, and happiness of God within. To begin to recognize. That's why when you receive Holy Communion, the reason Jesus says, I'm preparing my church, my people, he says, to receive the supersubstantial bread of the Holy Eucharist in order to begin this communion. And for that 15 minutes until the host dissolves, to adore God and love God and praise God and thank God and glorify God and worship God. And then he says to Louisa, and he says to us, I want you to spend time with me. You say that you love me, Jesus says. How come you don't spend any time with me? You say that you love me and you don't fall in love with me. How can you say that? So he gives us the Holy Eucharist. He gives us, as John Paul II wanted in the 80s, every parish to have Eucharistic adoration. It was the plan of God in this Holy Church that we fall in love with our Eucharistic Lord. We see God when we look at the monstrance. That white host is our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King. He's imprisoned himself there waiting for us. And we'll do anything and everything to avoid that. How many people say, okay, I'm going to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and they look at their watch? Not time yet. Okay, I can go now. When we spend time with our Eucharistic Lord, there is no time. An hour will seem like a minute. Why? What happens is you enter into this I love you of God, this, like as we said, this heartbeat of God. He says, I want you to participate in this I love you. So Jesus says very, very clearly, he says, from our creative hands, the triune God's creative hands, constitutes life of everything in order to form its life in each human being. By locating itself in each human being, each child, each son, each daughter, that it might have as many of its lives and its kingdom to dominate. What does that mean? And I think of the word dominate. We know we've been dominated before. But Jesus is saying the domination that I have, he says, come to me, all you who are worried and fear and are overburdened, and I will refresh you. My yoke is easy, my burden light. And he says, I'm not coming as a king to demand taxes. I'm coming as a king to bring you into my kingdom, that you will be my children. For as many creatures as would come out to the light of the day. See, great things are going to happen. Amazing things are right, very, very close. And when the kingdom is established on earth as it is in heaven, when the evil one is cast out of the earth as he was cast out of heaven, he's not out of the earth. He's not out of our solar system. He's out of the universe. He is. Can you imagine what it's going to be like to be peaceful, joyful, and happy. All the worry, all the fear, all the anxiety, all the complaints, all the negativity, all the sin is going to be gone. That's the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. That's what our God says. You got to get ready for what I'm going to do. I want as many lives in the kingdom to dominate. For I want creatures, the humans, my children, to come out to divine light, divine life, divine love. That's what God has planned. So what has he done? He's given us the book of heaven to learn how to become perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. How to be perfected as your heavenly Father is perfect. And see, this is why we have many religious communities. My foundress taught this, and I like this. It's my way of getting close to God. But it's one way, okay? The divine will is always. It's to begin to live the life that Jesus teaches, not a saint, that Mary teaches, not a saint. What Louisa put down on paper, Jesus says, is to help us begin to be perfected, to becoming Jesus's divine masterpiece. Again, and he says it has to start out with humility. And to have humility, Jesus says, you must be humiliated. That's what your Sundays are going to begin like. You're going to be humiliated trying to keep holy the Sabbath. And the thing is this is what you see. It's good to teach when the children are our infants what Sunday means. This is the Lord's day. This is our day of honoring God, making sure that God is we let people know that Jesus is our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King. That we're here for a short time. The kingdom is eternal, eternal joy for all time. So Jesus says, now my divine will has not withdrawn. There's not one point to which its divine life does not extend. There is not one soul that is not invested by the supreme will. So we have this, but Jesus says it has to become alive for us. We have to dive into this infinite ocean and drown, Jesus says. I want you to participate in the divine, I love you. I want you to participate in the divine life, the divine light, the divine love of God. Jesus is to get on the ark, if you want to say, and the ark is Our Lady, to be safe under her mantle, to be protected under her mantle. Prayer is very powerful, especially prayer in the divine will. That's why Jesus taught Louisa the command prayer. Jesus said to the apostles, ask, believe that you received it and it is yours. Okay. How many people do I know go, please, 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 for years to the Lord, please, 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 for the yoke. And the Lord just waits. It's like when the woman, 18 years, she prayed for those 18 years, you know, to be healed of her hemorrhaging. And she saw the tassel of Jesus. She says, all I have to do is touch the tassel of the Messiah, that's Leviticus, and I will be healed. So she grabbed his tassel, the tillet the prayer shawl, the corners are called the hems, where the strings hang down. And she grabbed that string. She grabbed that hem. And Jesus turned around and said, who did this? He knew who did it. But he had to hear from him. Why did you do this? Because she says, basically, I believe you are the Messiah. Written in Leviticus, I believe I will be healed. And what does Jesus say to her? It's your faith that has healed you. Your faith in what? Your faith in Jesus. He is our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King, our God, our all. The final devotion, he says, I give to my church before I return is Jesus, I trust in you. It's going to get tough. And if you don't trust in Jesus, you're not going to get through this. I'm sorry. The Savior is Jesus. The Lord is Jesus. Our Master is Jesus. Our King is Jesus. We're going to be with him for all eternity. And so he wants us to become aware, like this woman did, all I have to do is touch the hem of the Messiah and I will be healed. Do we go and spend time with our Eucharistic Lord? One priest friend of mine, he's done this. I've known him for 50 years and he's done this all the time. He says, I'm not leaving the chapel until you answer my prayer, Lord. And he would stay there. And he would always leave and the prayers were always answered. See, our confidence in God, our trust in God, our hope in God isn't just words. It has to become a reality. He says, I want to invest you. This is what he says now, to invest you with the supreme will of God. He says, but while it extends everywhere and invests everything in everyone, it cannot form its life. Do you see what is happening? When people say, well, I'm in the divine will. Jesus says I'm in the divine will. It says, but it can't form its life. Why? Because many of the divine lives are suffocated in humanity, in souls. How many deny to the divine will the first place of their acts? Okay, what does that mean? Before you answer the phone, speak in my speaking. Hello? When drive in my driving, let's go, Lord. Walk in my walking, shop in my shopping, dance in my dancing, sing in my singing. How many deny that the divine will the first place in their acts? We have to learn how to call upon the divine will every time. Well, how many times do I have to do that? Every single moment of your life. One person said to me once, how many times do I have to say I love you to God? I went, you're going to be doing this for all eternity. Learn to do it now continuously. It should be, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you. It should always be, I love you. If that's all you can say in front of the Blessed Sacrament, Jesus says, finally, someone's speaking to me of love. Finally. He's alone in the tabernacle, waiting for us to console us, to encourage us, to heal us. How many deny the divine will the first place of their acts? How many place the divine will after unworthy and vile acts, denying its dominion to the divine will? And do you think that the destruction of so many divine lives, of this divine will of mine in creatures, is something trivial? Of so many of its acts, noble and sublime, that it feels as if being destroyed while they use it to form human lives, deplorable lives, monsters that will serve for hell? Do you think this is trivial, Louisa? Jesus says, do you think this is trivial, my daughter? He says, many will not be able to live in the divine will. So Jesus says to Louisa and to us, would you do it for them? So that's why you're calling upon, Lord, come divine will, speak in my speaking. Come divine will, breathe in my breathing. If Jesus is there gazing, you're gazing, listening, you're listening, speaking, you're speaking, your homes will be peaceful. Why? Jesus is there. Mary's there. But if you're there in your misery, there's not going to be any peace. It's just be fighting. It's as he says, monsters that will serve for hell. That's got to stop. And we begin with Sunday. Sunday has to be a day of rest, a day of the Lord. We have to give it back to him. So he says to Louisa, don't you think it is right that since everything belongs to my divine will, and since my divine will is everywhere and is for all primary life of everything, everyone should recognize it. And then all would become divine will, since they all belong to it. So it's that fiat. It's calling on the divine will. This is what I mean. This is what Jesus means by recognizing it. When you say, come divine will, let's have lunch. Let's eat in my eating. Jesus, taste this food that the Father has given. Praise God for this, for the food. Praise God for this conversation. Praise God for this light, this life, this love. When you're taking a shower, do you ever thank God for the heat that you have, for the clean water that you have, for the light that you have? I mean, it's always, we should be living a life of praise and thank you and glory to God. It's how many people, when they, you know, the poor, when they get a loaf of bread, just thank God. Thank you. I have something to eat, Lord. It's Jesus says, if everyone would recognize the divine will, everything would become divine will. The kingdom would be established on earth as it is in heaven, since everything belongs to the divine will. Jesus has great plans. Let's connect with him, especially on Sundays, making Sunday a holy day again. May the blood that flow upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that we have that holy anointing that Jesus gave to Louisa, to that invincible strength to live in the divine will and no longer live in our human will, to be divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.